already know I'm about to address the elephant in the room about the Bop House ending, so stay tuned. There is a reason that these houses fail. The Hype House, the Sway House, like, is because you put a group of people in a room with completely different personalities and different point of views. It is not going to work. I was the one that wanted us to have a reality TV show. And when we did start to film it, could you literally imagine 8 women with completely different outlooks on where they want to be in life and what they want to do with their careers in a room filming a reality show? Cameras on 24/7. The producers pitting us against each other. Reality TV is no joke, and it completely depletes your energy, and it ruins your mental health, and it ruins relationships. It truly, truly does. As you guys saw recently in Aisha's live, she did show you guys a trailer of the reality show, and in that trailer, I was super frustrated, and that was all because I was almost placed in a leadership role to be the voice of the Bop House, and that caused a lot of strain on us as, like, friends and as a group. I started making like business decisions and like what I thought was best for the Bop House and like the girls' careers, and like it's just not what they personally wanted. At the end of the day, the reality show kind of showed us how we all felt about each other, and we just took it upon ourselves to focus on our own careers. There are a lot of things that happen behind the scenes that no one will ever know about because they're meant to be private, and we do deal with things outside of social media. I don't think you'll never see the girls together. I just think all of us being together again probably won't happen again. I'm really getting rashes. Shit makes me so fucking anxious. But it is disappointing. And I do wish all the girls the best. But we just didn't work out in a business standpoint. And I hope that you can understand that this is hard on all of us too. So, love you guys.